Guilty. 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 Not guilty. And guilty.
How do you like that?
Who was it?
I think we have a right to know.
Excuse me. This was a secret ballot. We agreed on this point, no? If the gentleman wants to remain secret...
What do you mean? There are no secrets in here. I know who it was. What's the matter with you? You come in here and you vote guilty, and then the slick preacher starts to tear your heart out with stories about a poor little kid who just couldn't help become a murderer. So you changed your vote. If that isn't the most sickening...
Now hold it.
Hold it. We're trying to put a guilty man into the chair where he belongs. And all of a sudden we're paying attention to fairy tales.
Now, just a minute, please.
I would like to say something here. I have always thought that a man was entitled to have unpopular opinions in this country. This is the reason I came here. I wanted to have the right to disagree. In my own country, I am ashamed to say that...
What do we have to listen to now? The whole history of your country?
Yeah, let's stick to the subject. I want to ask you, what made you change your vote?
There's nothing for him to tell you. He didn't change his vote. I did. Maybe you'd like to know why.
No, we wouldn't like to know why.
But the man wants to talk.
Thank you. This gentleman chose to stand alone against us. That's his right. It takes a great deal of courage to stand alone, even if you believe in something very strongly. He left the verdict up to us. He gambled for support, and I gave it to him. I want to hear more. The vote is 10-2.
That's fine. If the speech is over, let's go on.
Look, buddy, I was a little excited. Well, you know how it is. I didn't mean to get nasty. Nothing personal.
Look, supposing you answer me this. If the kid didn't kill him, who did?
As far as I know, we're supposed to decide whether or not the boy on trial is guilty. We're not concerned with anyone else's motives here.
Guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. This is an important thing to remember.
Everyone's a lawyer. Supposing you explain what your reasonable doubts are.
This is not easy. So far, it's only a feeling I have, a feeling. Perhaps you don't understand.
A feeling? What are we gonna do? Spend the night talking about your feelings? What about the facts?
You said a mouthful. Look, the old man heard the kid yell, "I'm gonna kill you." A second later, he heard the father's body falling, and he saw the boy running out of the house 15 seconds after that.
That's right. And let's not forget about the woman across the street. She looked into the open window and saw the boy stab his father. She saw it. Now, if that's not enough for you...
It's not enough for me.
How do you like him? It's like talking into a dead phone.
The woman saw the killing through the windows of a moving elevated train. The train had 5 cars, and she saw it through the windows of the last 2. She remembers the most insignificant details.
Well, what have you got to say about that?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me.
Well, supposing you think about it. Hey, lend me your pencil. Your turn. Might as well pass the time.
Hey.
Wait a minute.
This isn't a game.
Who do you think you are?
All right, let's take it easy.
I've got a good mind to walk around the table and belt him one.
Now please, we don't have any fights in here.
You know, did you see him? The nerve. The absolute nerve.
All right, forget it. It don't mean anything.
How about sitting down?
This isn't a game. Who does he think he is?
Take a look at that sketch. How long does it take an elevated train going at top speed to pass a given point?
What has that got to do with anything?
How long? Guess.
I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
Well, what do you think?
About 10 or 12 seconds, maybe.
I'd say that was a fair guess. Anyone else?
I would think about 10 seconds, perhaps.
About 10 seconds. All right, say 10 seconds. What are you getting at?
This. An L train passes a given point in 10 seconds. That given point is the window of the room in which the killing took place. You can almost reach out of the window of that room and touch the L, right? Alright, now let me ask you this. Did anyone here ever live right next to the L tracks? I have. When your window is open and the train goes by, the noise is almost unbearable. You can't hear yourself thing.
Okay, you can't hear yourself think. Will you get to the point?
The old man heard the boy say, I'm gonna kill you, and 1 second later, he heard a body fall. 1 second. That's the testimony, right?
Right.
The woman across the street looked through the windows of the last two cars of the L and saw the body fall. Right? The last two cars.
What are you giving us here?
An L takes 10 seconds to pass a given point, or 2 seconds per car. That L had been going by the old man's window for at least 6 seconds, and maybe more, before the body fell, according to the woman. The old man would have had to hear the boy say, I'm gonna kill you, while the front of the L was roaring past his nose. It's not possible that he could have heard it.
What do you mean? Sure he could have heard it.
Could he?
He said the boy yelled it out. That's enough for me.
I don't think he could have heard it.
Maybe he did hear it. Didn't hear it. I mean, with the L noise.
What are you people talking about? Are you calling the old man a liar?
Well, it stands to reason.
Oh, you're crazy. Why would he lie? What's he got to gain?
Attention, maybe.
Oh, you keep coming up with these bright sayings. Why don't you send one into a newspaper? They pay $2.
Why might the old man have lied? You have a right to be heard.
It's just that I looked at him for a very long time. The seam of his jacket was split under the arm. Did you notice that? He was a very old man with a torn jacket, and he carried 2 canes. I think I know him better than anyone here. This is a quiet, frightened, insignificant man who has been nothing all his life, who has never had recognition, his name in the newspapers. Nobody knows him after 75 years. That's a very sad thing. A man like this needs to be recognized, to be questioned and listened to and quoted just once. This is very important.
And you're trying to tell us he'd lie about a thing like this just so he could be important?
No, he wouldn't really lie. But perhaps he'd make himself believe that he heard those words and recognize the boy's face.
Well, that's the most fantastic story I ever heard. How can you make up a thing like that? What do you know about it?
I speak from experience.